Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Frustrated by clutter and ready to let it go? Need some easy-to-implement steps? Taking that first step but need a little more guidance? Our affordable PDF workbooks, 10-minute Decluttering and Eco-Organizing 101, support you in letting go of clutter and getting organized. Check back, as we are always adding items that clients and consumers request. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Hey everyone, today we are going to be talking about how we can deal with monkey mind when you have that mental and emotional clutter. Have you ever just got stuck on something and can't seem to let it go? Writing is a really wonderful tool to help you do that. So we're going to talk to Vince Gaglione today, who is an author, and he's going to help us let go of mental, emotional clutter, and monkey mind. Vince Gaglione is a guy who asks lots of questions, not only of himself, but of his society and the world around him. Although he claims he's found no real answers, that hasn't stopped him in his quest to gain perspective on a little something we call life. With the passing of his significant other in early 2012 and the advent of e-publishing, he decided to dust off the pen and paper and re-engage in his own personal brand of journaling to help collect his thoughts. Thus was born The Narratives. When he's not at his real job, you can find him sucking down venti-sized coffees at a brisk pace at his local Starbucks, thinking up new writing projects or pondering his mystery questions of life. Originally from Philadelphia, Vince now resides in Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome, Vince.
Hey, Julie, thanks for having me on the show.
We're excited to let's get started. All briefly right. Tell us about how the passing of your significant other caused you to pick up the pen again.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd met in 2009. We were together for a little bit more than 2 years, and great relationship. Unfortunately, we hit a little bit of a situation where, you know, as things happen, tragedy sometimes does strike. So her youngest son, in August of 2011, passed away through an unfortunate accident. And for the next 4 months, she went into this depressive spiral that resulted in her taking her own life in early 2012. So I was kind of left with, you know, dealing with my loss, dealing with the grief, all the feelings, the emotions you have when you lose somebody like that. And you know, it was difficult at first. I had plenty of help along the way, and I got into a point where I thought I was okay and I'd actually made it through. But realistically, I knew there was something that was happening going on within me that told me, you know, things just weren't right. So after many sleepless nights, just walking around kind of feeling like I was a zombie, where I was, you know, my brain was always turned on, I needed some sort of outlet. Some way to kind of make sense of what I was feeling and what I was experiencing. So a number of years back, I recall writing a lot in a journal. Kept many journals as a kid, so I thought, well, this would be something that I need to do, at least try, just to see if this is going to help me. So I wound up starting, you know, a process of journaling again. So anytime I was I couldn't sleep, or I felt just jittery or nervous or anxious, I would just pick up the pen to start writing. So that is how I got started with the process. It was about 7-8 months after the passing. That's when I, you know, first did pick up the pen again and began writing. So there was a lot of time between, a lot of time that I was looking for answers, and none were forthcoming.
How can writing help us let go of mental and emotional clutter? And talk a little bit about the benefits of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I think it does is it kind of like forces you to calm down. It forces you to slow yourself down. With all the distractions that we have nowadays when it comes to messaging, Facebook, video, phone, whatever. There's like alarm bells going off everywhere, so we're constantly bombarded by these things, and it takes away from how we were feeling. Like it doesn't seem like we're as in touch with ourselves as we used to be. So it's, for me, it was a means of unplugging and trying to get rid of all the distractions and just being able to sit and look inwardly and actually try to bring some of the stuff that I was feeling to the surface. So that's how it helped me.
Do you structure your writing, or do you do free form?
Most of it is, I would say it's a combination of both. A lot of what I do is structured for my narratives works. I would come up with just like an idea or something that, some sort of issue that I was dealing with, emotional, physical, whatever the case may be. Or maybe if I was just like angry, or I felt I was upset for some reason, what I would do is I would take that and kind of run with it. So it was like I had the idea in my head, this is what I need to write about. And then from there I would kind of freeform it. I do some other things that require, I do short fiction as well, so that requires a plot, so that's very structured. But most of the narratives pieces that I did do were, surrounding an idea. I would take that idea and then just write unstructured.
Now, I know that you write stories and you've published, but you've mentioned journaling. How can journaling be a valuable tool to help us clear our mind of clutter?
Well, what it does is it allows us to actually get back in touch with ourselves. So, I think everybody, had a diary or a journal when they were a kid. And the same thought applies today. No matter how old you are, you can always learn something from it. So, if you have something that is, on your mind, maybe it's something that you don't want to talk to somebody else about. It's just, something that you want to deal with. That's a great way of doing it. So you just, open up a page, start writing, and the thoughts, the emotions kind of bubble to the surface through that writing.
I have also found when I'm nervous about a conversation or if I have a really important conversation, I usually draft out what I'm going to write. And I do that, one, because it helps me kind of gather my thoughts, and also because it allows me to kind of get the emotion, so I kind of have what I want to say instead of going kind of crazy with the emotion.
Right. Yeah, it actually helps you kind of work through it and process it in a more logical manner. So if you just, put a couple thoughts on the page, then you could, go from there and then move to the next thought and the next thought. So it certainly helps in that aspect because a lot of times, we have things in our heads that maybe there's like 20 things going on. And if you just try to like write it all out, it's like jumbled when it's out there on the page. But if you go through it step by step, then it becomes, you kind of present it in a more logical way, and your mind can process it in a more logical manner.
Now, even though you publish your works, not mm-hmm. everyone listening or watching is going to want to do that, but I still find it such a valuable tool. So what words of wisdom would you say to people to encourage them to write, even if no one else is ever going to see it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I write mainly for me, so it started as an exercise to help me kind of quiet my mind and make sense of my plight. So I think that whatever is troubling someone, they don't have to publish this. It doesn't have to go anywhere. As long as it's down on a piece of paper or they've given it some thought and have reflected on it a bit, that goes a long way towards helping. There have been times when, I'll sit there and I'll have something that I'm thinking about, and as long as I remove all the distractions and I can sit quietly and think about it, I sort of come up with some of the answers that I've been looking for a while. So it's definitely a worthwhile exercise.
Do you recommend computer, pen and paper, diary? What's your process?
I think that's highly personalized. Some like the actual pen and paper approach. Others will do even like voice or dictation. Now that we all have, voice recorders on our smartphones, we can easily go ahead and dictate in a recorder, which is, something that actually is funny because I had, I've been using the smartphone for a while and I didn't start dictating anything until recently. Like if I was in the car and I had an idea or a thought, I'd say, wow, I have to remember this and until I can actually write it down. no, I don't really have to. I have a voice recorder there, so I can just record it in the car. But I think that, you know, it's very personalized, whatever you feel comfortable with. I mean, most of what I do is just on a laptop. So I'll open up a blank document, and I'll just start typing.
Can you recommend a writing exercise for people to do to help clear their mental or emotional clutter?
I think it's important to just start with that blank sheet of paper and maybe take, you know, try to think of, you know, what it might be that's troublesome at that moment in time. So if you're angry, it might be a good idea to just write on the page, I am angry, and then follow that up with, well, why am I angry? And just sit there and look at it and reread it a couple times, because it gets you to kind of slow yourself down and get you looking inward. And then from there, you can move forward. But I think that's a really good idea. Sometimes you just need to see the words on the page and read them back to yourself to kind of comprehend where the problem is. So yeah, it's really good. That's what I do occasionally.
Have you ever done the burning bowl? I've done that, where I've written a letter that the person was never going to see, to kind of get out my emotions, and then put it in a little bowl and burn it, and then, you know, bury the ashes. Have you ever done that?
No, I've never done the burning bowl. I've actually written those types of letters and then sent them. So, no burning bowl for me.
All right, we might have to get you a burning bowl there.
Yeah, understood.
Other thing that I want to share, and please, if you do another exercise, it helps. When I used to call it taking it down, and so when I get anxious about something or upset, I'll go, what's the worst that can happen? You know, like I would lose a client, and then what I do is kind of take it down step by step and realize, okay, you're not going to lose the client. You kind of went from 0 to 100 and went to the worst possible thing. So let's kind of back into it and get back down to reality to kind of calm my anxiousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do the same thing. I've always, you know, that's been the biggest thing for me, is trying to push past any fears or any limitations I think I might have. So when it comes to that, that all comes from a place of fear. So if you think to yourself, okay, this is what's the worst that can possibly happen? Most of the times that worst thing is not going to happen, but it's just, you know, taking that step is key. I've had to do that, you know, a number of times in my life, just I'd say within the past 5 years or so. And each time it's never been as scary as I thought it was going to be. So it's definitely a great exercise.
Now, do you have any other final thoughts on using writing to release mental and emotional clutter?
Well, I think clutter is all around us. So, you know, we have both, you know, emotional and physical clutter. So writing is a great tool to help, you know, release that emotional clutter physically. It's a little bit different. I mean, I try to find a place where I can go that's kind of quiet and I'm not surrounded by a bunch of physical clutter. But I think that it's really important to, however you define it, whatever works for you as an individual, it's a matter of just unplugging and taking the time out to kind of, you know, have that moment for yourself, as opposed to having to, you know, share that moment with everyone and everything else around you. Because it seems to be around us quite a bit these days. It's very hard to unplug. But I would say if there's one thing that you want to do, is every now and then unplugging does help. It goes a long way towards you know, creating a really even keel attitude.
Now, do you have any, I like to ask all my interviewees this, do you have any other tips, just one final tip on eliminating clutter from any area of your life?
I think that, again, that goes back to the previous point, but I think that it's really important to do some self-reflection at times. You know, every now and then you have to kind of like take stock of what's going on, you know, understanding why you might be feeling anxious or upset or uptight or whatever the case may be. We kind of, I've been the type of person that has always been a people pleaser in a way, so it's like I've always gone ahead and tried to help everybody else out, and sometimes it would kind of be like at the expense of myself. So I know I need to kind of take a step back and take that time for myself, and in doing so, I become a better person for those of us who, you know, for everyone else that, you know, that I am taking care of in my life.
Now, tell people how they can find out more information, whatever good stuff you want to share with us.
Okay. My website, www.vincegaglione.com. So that's all one word, first and last name together. There's information out there about my writings, what I'm currently working on, what's coming up in the future. I also have a blog interview posted and a previous video interview posted out on the site, so you can review that. I have another blog interview that's going to be going up shortly with a friend, also a fellow author who's starting her own blog. Also, and links to my social media feeds, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and of course my Amazon author page, as well as all my works on Amazon.
All right, outstanding. Well, I think that writing is a wonderful tool to release the mental and emotional clutter, and it's something I use, and that's why I wanted to have you on, because I'm so passionate, and to hear from an author how it's helped you in your process.
Absolutely. Great. It was great to be on the show. Thanks very much for your time.
All right, everyone, go out, clear some clutter to create the life you choose, desire, and deserve.
Frustrated by clutter and ready to let it go? Need some easy to implement